Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, March 4th, 2016, and I'm your host, Adam Paulus. I don't think I sound that bad, but I've been told I might be wrong. I've been nursing various forms of infections. I don't know what they are yet, because as an American male, it's my duty to not go to the doctor until I'm dying, and I think I'm doing okay. I may be limping, I may be coughing, it may hurt to swallow. It's possible lots of fluids were ejected from my face over the last couple of days, but I'm still here. The podcasts will be late, but they're here. And that's the phone, so they're going to be later. Hold on. Okay, let's keep going. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Deadpool, again, with $31 million. Gods of Egypt was number two and falling with $14 million. Kung Fu Panda 3, number three, with $8.9 million. Risen was number 4 with 6.8 million, and Triple Nine rounded out the top 5 with $6.1 million. Also opening, Zootopia, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and London Has Fallen. Zootopia is getting some pretty decent advanced reviews. It had a pretty good screening last night, and other movies in limited release are available to see as well. In the news, Fuller House did well enough in its first week on Netflix to warrant a second season. The Harry Potter spin-off Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them has been confirmed as now being three movies, if you didn't know that. Now you do. Disney XD will be getting a Big Hero 6 TV show in a couple of years, so be ready for that. MGM has announced a Kid Robot movie. What the movie is, I have no idea. The director is Robert Rugen. I believe that's how it's pronounced. On sale, Entertainment Earth. It's a Trevco sale. We've got some fantastic items. T-shirts, blankets, and more. Buy one, get one 40% off. We've got hoodies, too, from Die Hard, Star Trek, Batman, Green Lantern, Battlestar Galactica, Major League, Casper, The Friendly Ghost, and Power Rangers 2. See what's up for grabs before Tuesday, because that's when the sale ends. Buy one, get one 40% off. In the toy news, we got some more Toy Fair updates from Diamond Select Toys this week. I'm still getting through my notes, because I do not feel well, and we're going as fast as I can. Ghostbusters, Mallrats, TMNT, Minimates were some of the things up for grabs. Mallrats have action figures with dioramas based on the storefronts from the movie. So you'll see fashionable male, and I don't really want to read the other names out loud on the show. Ninja Turtle Minimates are from the new TV show, and Ghostbusters included the full diorama of the entire stair plaza thing from the end where Gozer comes down. It's pretty cool. Nightmare Before Christmas has new action figures, Select Style, the Hallmark Diamond Select Style figures that look really fantastic, as well as June Planning Style dolls, and Minimates and more good stuff. They're getting basically everything. They're doing a very good job. And you'll see those going up for pre-order over the next couple of months. Star Trek added action figures, prop replicas like the... Here's the phone again. Hold on. Okay. Let's say it's the last phone call. Romulan Bird of Prey, we got a Next Generation style phaser. There's new action figures, including a Rathacon Khan with a really cool chair and interchangeable arms. Great stuff, you're gonna like it. Muppets have action figures, including a Statler and Waldorf in a box. Mugs, like a Miss Piggy talk show mug, which is pretty cool. And other stuff on display. You're gonna like it, I think. There's a good amount of items coming up. I am not well enough to speak. So let's move on to DC Comics. Diamond will be making Batman, iZombie, and other goodies. iZombie action figures and Minimates. Batman include Bust Banks. Lots of great stuff. And Gotham figures galore. And nice big sizes. You'll like them a lot. New Hikari this week. Clear Godzilla. It's already sold. Don't worry about it. You can't get one. New exclusive this week. Captain America Civil War Best Friends Necklace Set. Half is Cap, half is Iron Man. Low run order today. New pre-orders include Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump pop vinyl figures. They're really coming. They're really due in June. And that's it. I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth and see us on news.entertainmentearth.com. I'm going to finish up the podcast and then pass out in a pool of my own filth. So see you next time.